My father's father worked in the Chevy plant in Flint, Michigan. He was an assembly line worker. He drove his two children here to Ann Arbor and told them, "This is where you're going to college." I know it sounds funny now. Both of his kids actually did graduate from Michigan. That was the American dream. His daughter Beverly is also with us today. My grandpa used to carry an alley-oop hammer, a heavy iron pipe with a big hunk of lead melted on the end. The workers made them during the sit-down strikes to protect themselves. When I was growing up, we would use that hammer whenever we needed to pound a steak or something into the yard. It is wonderful that most people don't need to carry a heavy blunt object for protection anymore. But just in case, I brought it with me. All right. My dad became a professor at Michigan State. And I was an incredibly lucky boy. A professor's life is pretty flexible, and he was able to spend oodles of time raising me. Could there be any better upbringing than a university brat? What I'm trying to tell you, this is way more than a homecoming for me. It's not easy for me to express how proud I am to be here with my mom, my brother, and my wife, Lucy, and with all of you at this amazing institution that is responsible for my very existence. I'm thrilled for all of you, and I'm thrilled for all of your families and friends. As all of us join this great big Michigan family, I feel I've been a part of all of my life. What I'm also trying to tell you is I know exactly what it feels like to be sitting in your seat listening to some old gas bag give a long-winded commencement speech. Don't worry, I'll be brief.